Utah ranks among the top 10 states in the 2020 America's Health Rankings report, which aims to understand the comprehensive health and well-being of the nation. The report highlights the state has a low prevalence of excessive drinking, low income inequality, and has increased the number of mental health care providers, but continues to struggle in other areas, including air quality and other climate risks. Carrie Butler is the executive director of the Utah Public Health Association. She says while Utah has promising statewide numbers, more work needs to be done at the local level to help specific communities.
Our diabetes rate is actually quite low as a state, which means that we have a hard time getting CDC funding for diabetes prevention programming. However, if you look at it at a granular level, we have really high rates of diabetes and prediabetes in a lot of our communities of color.
Butler says it's hard to understand what communities across the state are facing without paying attention to specific disparities. Butler says one thing is certain, Utah's population will continue to grow. She is happy to see more attention to social determinant factors and how they impact overall health in the Beehive State. On the national level, the report shows 8 chronic conditions have reached their highest levels since America's Health Rankings began tracking them. Dr. Rhonda Randall, Chief Medical Officer of Employer and Individual for United Healthcare, which sponsors the report, says if you do live with one or more chronic conditions like arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or heart disease, you can still live a good life, but recommends seeing a medical professional.
It's been some time since you've had your checkup. Go get that checkup because caught early, you can have great outcomes and a quality of life and the length of life if you're getting the right treatment associated with those chronic conditions.
Randall also encourages policymakers to incentivize healthcare professions and make them attractive at the local level. She adds it can make a big impact long term, especially with many communities around the nation experiencing a shortage of healthcare professionals. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.